Kuban and the N-Men. That's a hit for them. 1966, went to number 12 that year. This is BRC Radio, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors. Thanks for joining us. You know, Bob Kuban was a drummer in that band, and Walter Scott was the vocalist, so that was not Bob singing. So Walter Scott on vocals there. All right, we're going to keep going right now. We got some, you know, I told you last time we're trying some new equipment. We're trying something different this time because we're trying to find out what works best. So let us know what sounds good and what we can do to improve. There'll probably be a few more breaks during this show today, but it's going to be longer. We're going to have more music this time. So, but here we go. We're going to keep going right now. We got Jimmy Clanton coming in with a hit for him in 1959. Name of the song is My Own True Love. So this is Jimmy Clanton.
My own true love,
my own true love,
my own true love,
my own true love.
At last I found you, my own true love. No lips but yours,
no lips but yours,
no arms but
your arms must go.
Will ever lead me through heaven's door.
Heaven's door.
I search the world in search of this. I knew I'd know.
True love,
I'm your
New Orleans blue-eyed music there. That was from 1959, and you big-time fans of Gone with the Wind will recognize that medley. That tune going on there was the theme song from Gone with the Wind. They just put words to it. All right, let's keep going. We got the Pointer Sisters coming up right now, a song written by Bruce Springsteen. This one went to number two in 1978. And this is the Pointer Sisters and Fire.
I'm riding in your car. You turn on the radio. You're pulling me close. I just say no. I say I don't like it. But you know I'm a liar. 'Cause when we kiss, ooh.
Pointer Sisters and Fire, 1978. All right, let's keep going right now. We got a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame coming up next. We got Lloyd Price coming in right now. Going to be doing his song called Personality. And for him, that was a number two hit in 1959. And the flip's a good side, too. If you ever have that record, flip it over. Don't forget they ever flip your 45s over now. The flip side of this song is Have You Ever Had the Blues? That's a real good song, too. But here we go right now with Lloyd Price and Personality.
Over and over, I tried to prove my love to you. Over and over, what more can I do? Over and over, my friend says I'm a fool. You've got personality.
walk.
Personality, Lloyd Price, 1959. All right, let's keep going. We've got, if you remember, Mr. Kansas City Man, Wilbert Harrison. He did a song in 1962 called Let's Stick Together, and he redid it a few years later and called it Let's Work Together. And a couple years after he did that and had a hit with it, Canned Heat worked out their own version of it, of Let's Work Together, and it came out in 1970 and went to number 26. So here we go right now, Canned Heat, and Let's Work Together. Work Together, Canned Heat, one of the groups that performed at Woodstock in 1969. All right, let's see. We got coming up next for you Parrotheads. We got a Jimmy Buffett song. This is an album cut. If you are a Parrothead, you're very familiar with his LP A1A. named after the road that comes along the Atlantic coast in the, along Florida. But what we're going to do now is play a song that came out on his A1A LP, 1974. A song written by a Scottish man by the name of Alex Harvey. This is a fun song called Making Music for Money. Music for Money, Jimmy Buffett, A1A LP. You Kenny Rogers fans might recognize that song also. Kenny Rogers had it on his Gambler LP about 3 or 4 years after this one. So, all right, let's keep going. We got the Floyd Dacol combo coming up with a little song called Dance Franny Dance. Came out in 1964. Don't know anything about the guy or his combo, but real good song here. So let's go with Dance Franny Dance.
Well, there's a good-looking girl down Dallas way. Now, dance, Franny, dance. She's alive for the party kick. I blew the way now. Dance, Franny, dance. She's our little Queenie Princess of the USA.
Dance, Franny, dance.
One time now. Dance, Franny, dance. Dance, Franny, dance. Come on.
shake it now, Fred.
It's Fred Dance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's Fred Dance.
Well, she goes out on a date, she knows she really looks tough now.
It's Fred Dance.
Well, everybody see her, they can get on the line.
It's Fred Dance.
Well, and these brothers cry, cause they know that he's in love now.
It's Fred Dance.
Come on now,
dance, Fred Dance.
Oh, yeah. Gotta shake it now,
Freddy's Freddy's.
Yeah, yeah,
Freddy's Freddy's.
Well, she goes out on drugstore in her tight blue jeans now.
Freddy's Freddy's.
Well, the gang is congregating, if you know what I mean now.
Freddy's Freddy's.
Well, everyone goes wild when Freddy makes the scene.
Freddy's Freddy's.
Oh, yeah, now.
Freddy's Freddy's.
Come on now.
Freddy's Freddy's.
Oh, yeah.
Dance, Franny, dance. Floyd Dacle, don't know anything about him. He must be from the Texas area, though. I know in that song there, he said a girl out of Dallas, and he's got one record where it says recorded live at the Pit in Dallas. So he must be out of Texas, I suppose. But anyway, Floyd Dacle, 1964. Let's go with the Jackson Brown right now off his Running on Empty LP out of 1974. This little cut called Rosie, and I really like it a lot. Hope you enjoy it.
She was standing at the loading when the trucks rolled up. She was sniffing all around like a half-grown female pup. She wasn't hard to talk to, looked like she had nowhere to go. So I gave her a pass so she could get in and see the show. And I sat her down right next to me and I got her a beer. While I mixed that sound on the stage so the band could hear. I thought of to say, and when they walked off stage, the drummer swept that girl away. But Rosie, you're alright, you wear my ring when you hold me tight. Rosie, that's my thing. When you turn out the light, I got to hand it to me. Looks like it's me and you again tonight, Rosie. Well, I guess I might have known from the start she'd come for a star. Could have told my imagination not to run too far. Of all the times that I've been burned, by now you think I'd learned that it's who you look like, not who you are.
You gotta keep that in mind.
Rosie, you're alright, you wear my ring when you hold me tight. Rosie, that's my thing. When you turn out the light, I got to hand it to me. Looks like it's me and you again tonight. Oh, looks like it's me and you again tonight.
Jackson Browne, Rosie, coming off his Running on Empty LP, which is LP that was kind of recorded all over the place. It was made to sound like a live LP, and most of it was, but if you're ever in Edwardsville, Illinois, look up the Holiday Inn that was there in 1977. Go to room 124. Two of the songs that on this LP were recorded in that room. And there was one recorded on a bus, I believe, and backstage, different places. So anyway, this song had a lot of recordings at different places. But anyway, here we go. We're going to go right now with a good, fun rocker. Marjorie Lake is going to be doing the singing. This is a group called The Renowns out of 1961 on the Everest label. And it's a real fun song. I like it a whole lot. It's called My Mind Is Made Up. The Renowns, 1961, with Marjorie Lake doing the vocals there. My Mind's Made Up. Real fun rocker there. Okay, let's see. Let's do the Admiral Tones, 1959. They did a song, an instrumental, real good instrumental song called Rocksville, PA. But if you flip it over, they did a song called Hey, Hey, Pretty Baby. So here are the Admiral Tones. Thank you. Okay. Hey, hey, pretty baby. Admiral Tones. All right. Let's go on. Let's do a song on a Gardenia record label by a guy named Cliff Chambers. I never heard of him before. Don't know what else he did. But this is out of 1960. Gardenia also did six or seven Paul Revere and the Raider released six or seven Paul Revere and the Raider recordings. So anyway, this is a song called Time Has Made Her Change. Cliff Chambers.
Well, now my baby don't hug me like she used to hug me. Time has made her change. Well, my baby don't hug me like she used to hug me. Time has made her change. Time, time, time has made her change. Well, now my baby don't kiss me like she used to kiss me. Time has made her change. Well, my baby don't kiss me like she used to kiss me. Time has made her change. Time, time, time has made her change. Well, it used to be for the love of me she would swim through the deepest sea. Open my
made her change. That's Cliff Chambers. And time changed a lot of music. We're going to fast forward 6 years after that was recorded, and we're going to get into some garage psychedelic music. This is a group called the 13th Floor Elevators, and they did a song that hit number 55 on the charts in 1966. It's called You're Gonna Miss Me. They recorded this originally done by the Spades, and then they changed their name to 13th Floor Elevators. So here we go. You're gonna miss me.
Oh,
13th Floor Elevators, You're Gonna Miss Me, 1966. Also in 1966, there was a real fun song, R&B song by Freddie Scott called Are You Lonely For Me, Baby? Let's hear that one right now. It went up to number 39, came out on the Shout label. Freddie Scott, Are You Lonely For Me, Baby?
Are you lonely for me, baby? Jacksonville. Are you my sweet baby? Are you still? Tell your friend it's the end. I will never again desert you. He will laugh. I can hear him laughing, baby. He'll say that I was gonna hurt you. Oh, I'm sorry.
Freddie Scott, Are You Lonely For Me, Baby, 1966. He also had a hit with a song called Hey Baby, or Hey Girl, I think it was Hey Girl. But anyway, here we go. We're going to play one now that I don't know anything about. I know it's on the Decca label. The name of the group is the Great Metropolitan Steam Band. And the name of the song is Blues Ain't Nothing.
All my blues ain't nothing but a low-down hotel scene.
Blues Ain't Nothing. That's the Great Metropolitan Steam Band on the Decca label. Kind of a Janis Joplin sound right there. So, don't know anything else about them. All right, we played earlier a song by Canned Heat, who performed at Woodstock. We're going to do another Woodstock group now. This is Mountain, and this is out of 1970. Leslie West doing the guitar, lead leader of the group. Went to number 21, and this is a favorite of mine, Mississippi Queen. Mississippi Queen, Leslie West doing the guitar and the vocals, Felix Pappalardi doing bass and piano, and Corky Lang on the drums. All right, we got one coming up now. We're going to change styles here. We're going to go from guitar rock to a little tenor sound out of 1956. Glenn Reeves is going to do a song called Traded Her Pigtails for a Tony. Doo-wop, doo-wop,
doo-wop, doo-wop. Oh, she's traded her pigtails for a Tony. Freckles for that deep magic glow. Now she's such a prize, it's hard to realize she's the same little girl I used to know. Every evening after school, back from my hometown, down at the corner drugstore where we all used to meet, there was a little girl who was always hanging round, so lonesome cause nobody ever offered her a treat. But now she's traded her pigtails for a Tony.
Tony.
Her freckles for that deep magic glow. Well, she's such a prize, it's hard to realize she's the same little girl I used to know. In town, captured by her charms, they call her every evening, a begging for a date. What they don't know is that they'll never hold her in their arms, cause we are going steady, they're just a little late, cause
'cause now she's trading her pigtails for a Tony.
Tony.
Her freckles for that deep magic glow. Well, she's such a prize, it's hard to realize she's the same little girl.
The same little girl.
The same little girl I used to know.
Glenn Reeves traded her pigtails for a Tony. Can you smell that Tony in your house right now? I'll dedicate that to my wife, Donna. I remember her wearing pigtails, believe it or not. But anyway, here we go. Let's play a song right now by Ronnie Mitchell. Don't know anything about this fella either, but I know he had quite a few records out there. This is a little bluesy R&B type song called Nobody Knows. It's on the Hourglass label. Ronnie Mitchell.
And others say that I'm wrong. They all give advice, but it's where I belong. Stay out of my business, 'cause you don't know what goes on. Why? 'Cause we love one another. All you got to do is stay out of my business, 'cause you don't know what goes on.
He means it. Stay out of his business. What goes on behind closed doors is his business. That's a song called Nobody Knows, Ronnie Mitchell. We're going to do our double play right now. Ronnie and the Highlights, a little doo-wop group harmony sound here. Ronnie Goodson, 12 years old when he did this song, and then he did a couple others after this. This was a hit for them in 1962 on the Joy label. This is Ronnie and the Highlights, I Wish That We Were Married. I wish the time would fly.
Yes, we know. We know how it feels to be lonely. Cry.
Ronnie and the Highlights were doing our double play today with them, doing a little double doo-wop there. So that was a song called A Slow Dance. You remember doing slow dances? I don't think they do that anymore, but I bet some of you baby boomers out there probably still slow dance every now and then. All right, Ronnie and the Highlights, I Wish That We Were Married, and then A Slow Dance. All right, we got a number one country song coming up next. Also charted on the pop charts, made the top 10 in the pop charts in 1960. And number one in the country charts, and it was on the charts for 36 weeks on the country charts. This is Please Help Me, I'm Falling, Hank Locklin.
Please help me, I'm falling in love with you. Close the door to temptation. Don't let me walk through. Turn away from me, darling. I'm begging you to. Please help me, I'm falling.
Grand Ole Opry member Hank Locklin and his big hit and number one hit, Please Help Me, I'm Falling. All right, let's skip ahead a couple decades and hear a song out of 1978 from a group out of Boulder, Colorado. That's a song called Firefall, a song called Strange Way by the group Firefall. And let's hear it, and here we go, Strange Way.
Rivers in my sleep.
Firefall, Strange Way, a hit for them in the 1978. Mike Clark was doing the drumming there. Mike Clark was the drummer for the Byrds back in the 60s. All right, I got a phone call a while ago from a guy who wants to hear a song called Roadrunner by the Gants, and I'm glad to play that one. This is a little group out of Mississippi, 1965. They're doing their cover version of Bo Diddley's Roadrunner. This copy here went up to number 46 that year, so hope you enjoy it, because I really enjoy this one a lot. Roadrunner. Going to record do a cover song of a classic rock and roll song, you better do a good job. And I think the Gants did. They did a real good job on that Bo Diddley song. All right, let's do another number one country song here off the Elite Hotel LP. Emmylou Harris, young lady born here in Birmingham, Alabama. We're going to do her version of Together Again, Buck Owens' song. This is 1976 off that Elite Hotel LP, which was full of great stuff. This is number one song for her.
Together again, my tears have stopped falling. The long, long nights are now at an end. The key. We're together again.
Heather again, Emmylou Harris, 1976. First time I tried to see her in about 76 or 77, we had an ice storm come through Birmingham. Couldn't go. She didn't make it. Next time I tried to see her in the early 90s, we had 16 inches of snow come through here. Already had my tickets. Couldn't go. But we finally got to see her at a place in Birmingham one time, and then got to go up to Ryman Auditorium in Nashville and see her host the Grand Ole Opry one time. So, anyway, Emmylou Harris. All right, we got to go. Thanks for joining us today. I hope using this new equipment has helped. I hope it sounds good. We did get more songs in. We got more time we can do on this one. So hopefully you enjoyed more music today. We're going to close out with our usual instrumental. This is Jimmy Reed. This is the flip side of his first charted R&B hit. The name of that song was You Don't Have to Go. But this is the flip side of 1955, and it's called Boogie in the Dark. So we'll see you next time.